Amen. Mater Eucharistiae, tie, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. First, your questions. Thanks for providing some questions. Is it allowed in the liturgy of Holy Thursday to choose women and children for the washing of their feet? I have seen it twice. No, men should have their feet washed. This, by the way, is first of all common sense. Question. Am I being heard? Am I being heard? Is it allowed in the liturgy of Holy Thursday to choose women and children for the washing of the feet? I have seen it twice. It is not, well, not allowed, but nowadays people do so many things that are not allowed. In some places, it's almost a definition of the liturgy. People do what is not allowed, and that is, in many places, another name for the liturgy. The main reason why it is not allowed is because at the Last Supper, that's the whole significance. At the Last Supper, Jesus washed whose feet? His apostles. And remember, this is part, there are three parts. Part one, our Lord washed their feet. Part two, He instituted the Holy Eucharist. Part three, He instituted the Sacrament of Holy Orders. So it's part of the feminist movement to promote, as you know they're doing, so many countries. How strong, by the way, is feminism in India? Is it very strong? It is. Well, that, by the way, is the end of Christianity. Holy Father considers feminism the single greatest threat to the Catholic faith. And not only because, as we now know on Pope's own teaching, it is not only that women have not been ordained priests, women cannot be ordained priests. They are, as we say, non-valid matter for priestly ordination. But behind that is also a deeper, much deeper revolution. In other words, the revolution of rejecting or disregarding 2,000 years of the Church's teaching. I think it is worth saying a little more about this. As you know, there are two ways in which the Church teaches. Can I be heard? There are two ways in which the Church teaches infallibly. So, infallibility. The Church teaches infallibly by former or solemn definition. and sisters. There are many more solemn definitions by the church than many people realize. And nowadays you can read one writer after another will tell you that the last definition was in 1950 when Pius XII defined Our Lady's bodily assumption. That is not true. Every canonization of the saint is an infallible definition. The Pope says, definimus. And he defines two things every time that a person is canonized. Watch it. Canonized. Canonization is an infallible teaching that that person is in heaven, infallibly defining that person is now in heavenly glory. And secondly, infallibly teaching that person's life on earth is a model for us to follow. Imitating saints, canonized by the church, we are told, is an infallible way of becoming, well, a saint ourselves. So, solemn definitions. But, and sisters, does this second way better and better be known? I would recall the churches universal ordinary magisterium. The church is ordinary, universal magisterium. And that is why, sisters, I keep repeating, the English language by itself is no help to understand the Catholic faith. We as Catholics have to know what the church means by whatever word we use in English. We speak in English. The church officially never speaks officially in any vernacular language. She always speaks in Latin. And, Frank, you might remind me, I promised Sister Frederick that before I leave Calcutta, I would make a copy of the 100 changes which the Holy Father made in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I told you, the Latin text is now out. We did not bring with us the Latin text which somebody brought to me from Rome, but I did bring a list of the 100 changes. They're not major changes, but they are changes. A 100 is not too much for a 600-page book. In any case, I promised Sister Frederick I would give her a copy of the Latin text. No, it's in English. The English text of the 100 changes made by the Holy Father, provided she would not pass it around. She said she would not pass it around. Now, in the church's vocabulary, and all four words are important, the church's universal ordinary magisterium. Magisterium means teaching authority. In Latin, a teacher, as you know, is magister.